I'm at war. I'm at war with myself. I'm at war with you. I'm at war with everybody. That's why I don't do drugs, because I don't want to be numb. I want to feel the pain. I want the clarity of the challenge. I want to win. I want to kick in the head. I want to tear the throat box out. I want to smash in the lungs. I want to kick in the rib cage. I want to split the spine. And I want to use your phone, make love to your wife, sister, eat your dog, and leave your house with a good cassette.
CITR 101.9 FM, where there's just a little bit of Kim Fowley in each and every one of us.
No, I don't think so.
Yoga Fest, September 24th. Enjoy free yoga taster sessions from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Main Mall on the hour. Bring a towel. Everyone's welcome. All donations go to Shinarama.
Join me, Emily, and hundreds of guests who will be at the Main Mall Harvest Feast on Thursday, September 25th. Think an enormous UBC family-style sit-down dinner. So bring your friends, or make some new ones. Don't miss this epic community meal that kicks off at 4:30 p.m. Tickets only $18 for students and $22 for all others. Get yours at sustain.ubc.ca/harvestfeast.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Beginning of the end. Good afternoon. You are listening now to CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Eleanor, and this is Femme Concept, every Friday from 1 to 2, playing female content for you. Thanks for tuning in to everybody listening. I appreciate it. The first track that we just heard was by Beach House, and that was off of their 2006 debut album, self-titled album, Beach House, and the song is called Childhood, and they will be here next Wednesday, or Monday, I think, actually, September 22nd. They're playing at Venue. Unfortunately, I'm not going because the tickets sold out faster than I could get them, but if anybody knows of anyone with an extra ticket, you should give me a call and let me know. Anyways, one of my favorite bands, Beach House, is a duo of Victoria Legrand and Alex Scully, and there's usually only two of them working on every track, and yet they make it sound very full and very loud. So if you like that, you should check out some of their newer stuff as well, because they have three other albums. So yeah, today is a special edition of Femme Concept. I'm going to have a guest on the show a little bit later on from Hollaback Vancouver, which is an organization partially devoted to raising awareness about street harassment. But I will let my guest elaborate further on that. So before she gets here, I'm going to play some more music for you. And the next track that I have is by a Canadian artist band called She Divides out of Montreal, and this song is called Night Sweats off of the Gold EP. Enjoy.
I
All right, and we're back. That was the track Backwards and Upwards by Ramona Lisa off of the album Arcadia, which came out last year. Ramona Lisa is the stage name for Caroline Polachek of Chairlift, and you can actually download that album for free right now, and it's legal. She announced it. If you go over to her Facebook page, search Ramona Lisa on Facebook, you can find the information to download Arcadia. I would highly recommend it. It's a really fantastic album. So, yeah. If you're just tuning in, this is Femme Concept on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. My name is Eleanor, and every Friday from 1 to 2, I play female content, music, and also interview relevant people, issues related to feminism and the like. So today I have a very special guest who I will get to introduce herself joining me in the studio. How's it going?
Great. Thank you for having me.
Hey, no worries. So what is your name?
My name is Stacy, and I am one of the team leaders with Hollaback here in Vancouver.
Cool. So what is Hollaback?
Hollaback is it's an international activist organization that aims to collect information and research about street harassment and change the culture around street harassment that allows it to happen.
Cool. Yeah. So these exist, these organizations, I was kind of doing a little bit of research, and they are throughout the world?
Worldwide, yeah. I think we're at 79 cities right now, so 26
wow.
countries. Originated in New York about 12 years ago.
Cool. Yeah. So how long has there been one in Vancouver? Do you know?
We had our official launch in July.
Oh, cool. So it's brand new.
Brand new.
That's exciting.
Yeah, brand new just this summer.
Awesome. So what type of stuff do you do for Hollaback?
Right now, a lot of promo.
Cool.
Because we're new. A lot of people have maybe heard of us. I know I found Hollaback because I was kind of sick of street harassment, like a lot of women. And I sometimes would bounce between yelling at people who street harass me or saying nothing. And I said, you know, what do people actually do when they get catcalled? Like, what? And so I literally typed into Google, what to do when you get catcalled? And Hollaback site was one of the first things to come up, and they had a lot of great resources there. And I noticed there wasn't one listed in Vancouver, so I emailed. And as it turned out, a couple other women were in the process of just getting it started, so
wow.
I jumped on with them.
Cool, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
How many people are involved in the Vancouver organization?
Well, like sort of any volunteer organization, it's kind of in flux, but there's about six core women right now.
Cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys have a website and a Facebook page, correct?
Yes.
So what type of resources can people find on the website?
The website, the main site, has a ton of resources. So it has data about street harassment. It has why it's something that needs to be taken seriously, because something I do hear in discussion about this is kind of, well, aren't there bigger problems for women to worry about? So there's a lot of information on there about why this matters.
Mm-hmm.
And a really important part of the site that I always like to send people to is the bystander, what to do as a bystander.
Interesting.
Because if someone hasn't been a victim of street harassment, they've probably seen it happen. And part of changing the culture that allows it to happen is bystander intervention. That's a big part of it. So how do you intervene when you see someone getting harassed? So there's a big section on that. It's an awesome place to start to learn more about Hollaback and street harassment in general.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, the bystander one is a big one. UBC last year had a big campaign about bystanders following the sexual harassments that happened on campus. And I think it's something that a lot of people do have questions about or feel unsure about. But
yeah.
Like you were saying before, they don't necessarily know where to go to find information about what the appropriate thing is to do.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that a common perception that some people might have is that it's kind of like people feel like they're butting into their business maybe when they get involved or try to stop it, you know, kind of like,
yeah.
I can take care of myself, like I don't need your... So that's really cool that's
mm-hmm.
on there.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Okay. Well, yeah, thanks so much for stopping by. We have lots more to chat about, but we are going to take a quick little break here and listen to some more music. So I'm going to play a song by Morning Coop, who I also played last week, but I really, really like her. So I'm going to play some more. This song is called Master. Enjoy.
We'll be right back.
Okay, and we're back. You're tuned in to Femme Concept on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. That last song was a track called Master by Morning Coop, which is the project of Canadian artist Chandra Melting Tallow. And if you want to check out more of her stuff, you can find her on SoundCloud, Morning Coop, Morning spelt M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. So I'm joined on my show today by a very special guest from Hollaback in Vancouver, which is an organization devoted to in raising awareness about street harassment, correct?
Right, yep.
Cool. So I have Stacey with me in the studio. So we were just chatting a little bit about some of the stuff that you are working on with Hollaback. And one of the things that is really cool that you are in the, it's not out yet, right?
The app is just recently live.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Okay. Yeah. So tell us about this app.
Yeah. So Hollaback has really harnessed the power of smartphone technology in our fight against street harassment. And the app is awesome, especially in a city like Vancouver where we're super new. What it is, it's free. You can get it off iTunes. It's called Hollaback. And you can also get it off the website if you have an Android. And it's a real-time app where people who have experienced street harassment can log about the incident, so what happened. And they can also put a pinpoint on the map. So Wow. we can look at Vancouver as a whole and see where street harassment is happening. It's really useful because we can see, for example, I used the example of the sub building here. If our app was starting to show a lot of incidents of harassment happening, people feeling they didn't feel safe out front, we could come to UBC and say, look, we've had 10 complaints in the past week about mm-hmm. these incidents happening. How can we work with you to make this space safer and accessible for everyone?
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. How long did it take to get that app developed?
The app, as soon as that comes from the back end, so it comes from the bigger organization out in New York.
Oh, cool.
So,
okay.
Once Vancouver was sort of certified as having a Hollaback, we all completed the proper training, they set us up with that to go live.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
One interesting point about it, too, is it also allows you to map safe spots.
Oh, wow.
So I was feeling unsafe here, but I ran into this store, and you can mark those with a green dot.
Nice.
Yeah.
So it's got some positive aspects
yes.
as well.
Yeah.
I mean, overall, it is positive, but it's unfortunate that these things happen, but we do need to be aware of them. So that's really cool. Have you guys had a lot of traffic so far?
We have. The app just kind of, like, our launch was July, so it was kind of, we'd missed the school. Schools were out for the
right.
summer, so we're really trying to push it now that everything's, you know, school's back in
totally.
Fall. But it's quite interesting. Like, you can read stories on our site as mm-hmm. well, the VancouverIHollaback.org, but anything that's submitted through the site, like if people don't have a smartphone, ends
right.
up on the app. So they
okay.
go back and forth. What's really cool, when you read the stories, you can click. You have the option to click I've Got Your Back, which is a way of showing solidarity with victims of street harassment. So I wasn't surprised that the stories started to pour in because every woman I know has at least one story of street harassment. But one thing that did surprise me was the support some of the stories we're getting. I think we have one now where 75 people have kind of clicked
cool.
saying, like, I'm supporting you.
Totally.
Yeah.
And things like that, I think, make it easier for people to speak up when stuff like this is happening because they feel like they will get that support, right?
Definitely. I feel like street harassment is this thing we all kind of grew up with and we kind of have just gotten used to it, and we don't really talk about it because for some people it's a daily part of your walk to work or your walk to school or your ride on transit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We were talking a little bit about transit before as well, and definitely for I think the majority of students at UBC as well as staff and people who work on campus, transit is a part of your life every day. It can be 2 hours, 3 hours of your day
yeah.
every day. So that's something that you also have work on as well.
Yeah, so I'm not sure if your listeners are aware, there is a great project that started from two SFU students called Harassment on Transit. And it's basically doing the same thing as Hollaback, collecting stories, but they're all related to incidents that happen on the SkyTrain, on the bus, or at SkyTrain stations.
Wow.
They started it, and shortly after, that blog just went viral. Like, it blew up over the summer.
So that was this past year?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
And so it's quite big trigger warning on that site. There are some pretty horrific things that have happened straight to pertaining to transit. But one good thing about this, which is what we all want in our movements, is that TransLink stepped up and they started to obviously create initiatives to act on this, which
was
great.
Really good.
So they have the text reporting.
Oh, wow.
So you can do anonymous text reporting. I believe it's 8777. I'll have to double check that, though. And you can just say it's for non-emergent things. So obviously, if someone's, experiencing violence, it would be 911 would
of
be
course.
Preferred. But for just if some person's kind of creeping you out, you're getting a weird vibe from them, you can text a description of them to this number.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. And then they follow up with the route? Or?
They send someone to the next stop. You tell them what stop you're at currently.
Holy. Wow.
Yeah, so it's a bit more discreet than hitting that yellow strip, which
of
also
course.
Isn't always possible on the really crowded trains.
The 99
to
UBC is absolutely ridiculously crowded.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can't even, like, move. So
yeah,
it's a little bit scary and frustrating also, just crowded.
Mm-hmm.
That's really awesome. So you were saying you've done work with the people who are involved with this project?
Yeah, so TransLink's been great. They've been really responsive. Their goals are in the right place of making transit accessible and safe for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
They did have a bit of a hiccup earlier this summer in their advertising. They created an ad for the text reporting, and it was a bit victim blamey in its wording. It said something to the effect of not reporting sexual assault is the real shame, which
is problematic.
It is the wording is problematic.
Right.
The app is great. Their intentions are great. The wording was very not appropriate.
Yeah.
And I know our organization, as well as Battered Women's Support Services, jumped on it. Somehow a shot of the ad got to Miss Magazine.
Ooh,
so
wow.
So they got a lot of heat very, very fast.
I'm sure they did.
And the ads went down quite quickly. We received a personal apology from Anne Drennan, the police constable.
Oh, wow.
And the great thing to come out of that is that in their revamping of the ad, they're now involving us and BWSS to provide feedback to make sure that the ads don't contribute to the shame and the silence.
Totally. People's hearts can be in the right place sometimes, but if they've never personally experienced these things, it's hard to get the right message across, I think.
Yeah, and victim blaming is so pervasive in our culture that people do it when they maybe don't intend to, because it's just, it's our culture. It's how we do it. Yeah.
You don't realize. Although there were a lot of issues with that on campus last year after everything that was happening. I think you're totally right. People don't, it's not their intention, and they are not trying to stir anybody's paw or say anything offensive, but it's we've been brought up in such a way that it just seems like the normal reaction. So, and I can imagine that an ad like that would make people less comfortable about reporting, or being like people that are bystanders, it would make them less comfortable in doing something, right?
Yeah, yeah. And also sort of the triggering aspect in that, with 600,000 people taking transit every day, and with at least 25% of those women riding the bus potentially have been victims of sexual assault. So just see that reminder and that shame attached to it.
Yeah, totally.
Not appropriate.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's really cool. The app sounds really, really fantastic. It's is it something that is happening in a lot of other cities with Hollaback, or is it kind of a universal?
Yeah, it's been translated, I think, into 12 languages right now.
Oh, wow.
So making it accessible to other countries.
Cool.
Yeah, it really is. It's a modern sort of take on activism. I know some cities actually encourage people to take pictures.
Interesting.
Of their harassers, which we've had dialogue about this. It's a hard one.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I feel like it could be potentially a good source of data, even in like in terms of mapping for the future and things like this, and being able to have some somewhat concrete numbers for instances such as street harassment happening in Vancouver. So
yeah, because we can log. I think it asks you what type of harassment it was. So was it a groping incident? Was it from a car? So we really encourage people. People ask kind of all the time, well, what is the appropriate way to deal with street harassment?
Right.
And there really is no one way. And that's really such a small part of it. How you react in the moment is really the smallest part of the equation. And what we really encourage people to do is, regardless of how you react, go online, log it, get the app, talk about it.
Right.
Share your story.
Right.
Yeah.
Because that's going to help other people out in the future, I think. Yeah. Great. Okay. Well, we're going to take another short break and play some music. I have a track called Don't Write Me Love Songs by the three-piece band Seagulls, all ladies, and I think they're from, I wrote this down, now it's gone, I want to say they're from Philadelphia, no, North Carolina, that's where. Okay, so this track is called Don't Write Me Love Songs by the Seagulls.
Thank you. In preparation for the World Conference on Indigenous Peoples, Indigenous representatives are busy lobbying member states of the United Nations to ensure recommendations from the Alta Outcome document form the basis of the conference and outcomes. What is the World Conference on Indigenous Peoples? It is a special session of the General Assembly called the World Conference on Indigenous Peoples. This will be the first time that the General Assembly is holding a special session focused on the rights of Indigenous peoples. Indigenous peoples have been working within the United Nations systems advocating for Indigenous peoples' rights for almost a century, and this conference is an opportunity to highlight and address critical issues. The most important result of this conference is the outcome document. It will be adopted by the General Assembly and must be drafted with the full, effective, direct, and equal participation of Indigenous peoples in order for it to have legitimacy. Indigenous peoples have been involved in over 2 years of preparation, including regional and caucus preparatory meetings, the formation of an Indigenous working group, and holding an Indigenous Global Preparatory Conference. For more information, visit WCIP2014.org.
This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts@citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
Okay, we are back. You are tuned in now to CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Eleanor, and this is Femme Concept. And today I'm chatting with Stacey from Hollaback, a Vancouver and worldwide organization that helps, amongst many other things, to promote awareness and provide support and assistance about street harassment in the city. So, yeah, we've been chatting a lot about a bunch of different stuff, a really cool app that Hollaback Vancouver has just launched, as well as some of the different resources available on their website, which you can find at vancouver.ihollaback.org, correct?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You guys also have a Twitter handle and a Facebook page,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, Hollaback Vancouver for both of those.
Cool.
Pretty easy to find. Yeah, like us on Facebook. We post lots of articles, resources, funny videos.
Yeah, you posted a good one. Someone posted a good one recently, the Funny or Die video, the man telling girls to smile.
Yes.
It's very, very good.
I do feel like this has been the summer for street harassment. It's just kind of been in the media.
Yeah.
There was that the woman who started the Cards Against Harassment.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
She, you know, like how most of these have started, was just sick of being catcalled. And so she created cards that she gives out to people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so that sort of went viral. And yeah.
Interesting.
It's been pretty easy to find articles about street harassment lately. Yeah.
Before I forget, actually, too, little side note, but I just played a song called Killer Bangs by the band Honeyblood, two ladies from the UK, and before that it was a song, Don't Write Me Love Songs, by Seagulls from North Carolina. We have some song requests that you have chosen that we'll play in a couple minutes here. But before we get to that, I think we were going to talk a little bit about some tips that you have for bystanders or people who are witnessing street harassment or sexual assault.
Mm-hmm. So the first thing we tell people is maybe if they're not familiar with what exactly is street harassment, familiarize yourself kind of what it looks like. So this is people, you know, saying really unwanted comments. You'll know that from the victim's body language. It can be whistling, kissing noises, following someone, vulgar gestures, vulgar comments. We like to say that street harassment is kind of defined by the people who experience it. So if you see someone very clearly on the bus looking uncomfortable, making eye contact with them is a big one. One of my experiences with street harassment happened on the SkyTrain, and everyone put their head down. And I saw it happen, kind of that, oh, it's not any of my business, or I don't want to put myself in danger. So making eye contact with the victim is huge. Checking in with them. So are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you okay? You can always pretend to be a friend and get in there and be the buffer. Distract them. Distract the person, the perpetuator. Confront them. And outright say, cut it out.
Yeah.
Get out of here. That's not okay. And then, of course, log the incident.
Totally.
Yeah.
I think that's a really, the advice about just, making eye contact and being aware on transit is a really big one, because mm-hmm. I think a lot of people, most people riding the bus are really, I mean, I know I'm guilty of doing this all the time, but totally in my own world, not paying attention to any of the people around me, which is all fine until something like that is happening and you can do something about it if you're paying attention, right? Mm-hmm. So that's definitely really good. I think I've had a lot of people talk about this, not even just in reference to street harassment, but just people being very in their own world on mm-hmm. transit. And it's a little bit, it's interesting because you're in such close proximity with these people, but you're just not really paying attention to anything else at all. So it's kind of an interesting thing to
yeah,
see.
And I think it all comes down to our sense of community and yeah. part of Hollaback's goal in changing the culture is just, creating a sense of community where we look after each other and we look out for each other and everyone has equal access to feel safe in public space.
Totally.
Yeah.
Great. Well, those are great tips. We have about 10 minutes left on the show here. So before we get to the music that you've requested, is there any final things you want to say or like resources that you want to point out to people other than the website? Or just, I mean, if somebody was interested in getting involved with Hollaback, what would mm-hmm. they do?
Yeah, I would recommend they go onto the Facebook and they can send us a message through there. That's probably the easiest. It's the most, in this day and age, checked way more consistently than our email, because we are a volunteer organization. So that's kind of the easiest way. Send us a bit of info about kind of what your forte is. One of the awesome things that I love about this organization is we kind of all contribute what we can. So mm-hmm. if you're super into social media, we could get you on that. Or if you like planning events. Give us a bit of information about yourself and what you would be into. Especially I would encourage if people are on campus and they want to have this type of stuff, out here. It's definitely something we're into.
Cool.
And we would love volunteers from UBC.
Cool. Yeah. Awesome. Well, that's great. Thank you so much for coming on
Thank
the show
you for
today.
Having us.
No worries. So we are going to play a song by Julie Ruin called I Want to Know What Love Is.
Yay.
By the lovely, so Julie Ruin is the lovely Kathleen Hanna, a really awesome musician who's done lots of really fantastic stuff. And then after that, we're going to play a song by Kinney Starr,
awesome.
Who is Canadian, correct?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Thanks for tuning in, everybody listening. Stay tuned in for Radio Zero up next with Cam and Tyler. And then after that, of course, it's the one and only Nardwar, the human serviette from 3:30 to 5. And then at 5 p.m., it is the news. So lots of awesome programming for you. I hope everybody has a fantastic weekend. And I will see you, talk at you next week.
When we were young and impressionable and taught to believe everything the great white father told us.
How many girls stay awake all night? Too scared to sleep and too scared to fight back. I know you know what I'm talking about. Another woman killed in Hartley. A pat about it. Green River kill my fucking ass. The cops have gotta be deaf, dumb, and spastic to not catch a killer. It'd be different if they thought we were human.
I wanna know what love is.
say they're part of the problem that society gave you. Looking at penguins for whistling in the wind. You see a mirage when you call the cop your friend. They kill us off old and fucking young. For breathing, reliving, and having fun. They'll keep you scared, so you have to have a boyfriend. And take your kids away if you're a lot of lesbian. Arrest you for whore and then rape you in the car. It's time we point the fingers at who the real criminals are.
I wanna know what love is.
Me lost in time, we're sharing our privacy. Hands on my now, go where you take me in. High heels like the lover inside of me. High heels, yeah, I'm wearing high heels like the lover I wanna be. High heels.
Listen to CITR on 101.9 FM, Vancouver. No, I am in so much pain right now.
God damn.
Baby, I'm hurting. I know.